Shalom Aleichem. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. We are recording in Silver Spring, Maryland, and are so glad that you can join us. Gittin Pehei, Gittin 85a, pagination is 169, starting from the Mishnah about a third of the way down on the page. Hareyat Mutares Lachal Adam, a person gives his wife a get, they're trying to get divorced, and he makes the comment, Elo la'aba ula'avicha la'achi ula'achicha, that this get shall be effective with the exception of my father, your father, my brother, your brother, or le'eved ula'oved kochavim, to a slave, meaning a non-Jew, and who's a slave to a Jew as opposed to a Jew that's a slave to a Jew, which is a different ruling, but lovikechavim and to a non-Jew, ulachomi she'en lo alav kiddushin, or anybody else, that kiddushin wouldn't have worked anyway if he designates such a person and says, with the exception of that person, kosher, the get is still good, even though we learned until now that when he is mishayer, when he retains a level of marriage control over the woman, the Chachamim rule, which is the way we paskin, that it's not a good get, because he has not done krisus, he has not cut off, severed the relationship. This is not just a condition that she not marry somebody. This is intrinsic to the get. He's saying it's not a get regarding this person. So you don't have the husband's intent to divorce her. But if the people that he was limiting the get's effectiveness regarding were people that could not marry her anyway, in other words, not just that it was prohibited to marry her, but fundamentally it wouldn't work. Ein la alav kiddushin. If her father would give her a kiddushin ring and say, Harei at mikudeshes li, it would be meaningless, because that's such a high level prohibition in arayis, in immoral relationships, that it simply wouldn't work. Likewise, a non-Jew does not have kiddushin, doesn't have the mitzvahs of the Torah. If he tries to effect Jewish marriage, it's not going to do anything. And therefore, if the husband limited the effectiveness of the get regarding these people, it's still a kosher get. Continues the Mishnah, Hareyat mutaras l'chol adam, you're permitted to everybody, Ella, except, and over here he retains a different case, Almana l'kohen gadol. He wants that she should be prohibited if she's an almana. I imagine it's referring to a previous marriage. That she should not be able to marry a kohen gadol. So one would think she's not allowed to marry the kohen gadol anyway, because she's an almana. Gerusha v'chalutza l'kohen hedyot, or a divorced woman to a regular kohen, which she is divorced, he's giving her a divorce. He's saying that you're not allowed to marry a kohen hedyot. Mamzeres u'nesina liYisrael, people with specific types of stigma in their lineage, shouldn't marry a Yisrael, or bas Yisrael lemamzer ulenasin, or that the similar case, but the female male flip side, v'chol mi sheyesh la olav kiddushin, or anybody else, where it's prohibited to do, but the kiddushin would be effective. If any of these people did the kiddushin, they said areat mikudeshesli, they gave a kiddushin ring in front of Edim with intent to do kiddushin, they're not allowed to do it, they're not allowed to be married, they're not allowed to live together, but the kiddushin would be effective, and if she wants to go away and marry somebody else, she first needs a get. Afilu ba'aveira, even though there's an aveira involved here, if the husband would limit the effectiveness of his get regarding these people, pasul, the get would be pasul, because he has not done a get being effective to all the people that it's supposed to be effective to. Meaning, even though these people are prohibited from marrying her, but they're able to. And if he retains that limitation in the get, they would not be able to marry her, and that's a limitation in the get that ruins its effectiveness. So again, in the resha of the Mishnah, the first part, somebody who couldn't do kiddushin with her anyway, and then the get would be acceptable. In the second part of the Mishnah, people who the kiddushin would work, afilu ba'avera, even if it's forbidden to do so, but it would work, then if he limits the effectiveness of the get regarding these people, it is not a good get. Drop down in the Gemara about four lines, and we have a fascinating question from Rava, which will then further create complexity in the original Mishnah. Ba'amine Rava mi Rav Nachman. Rava asked the following question from Rav Nachman. Chutz mikidushe katon mahu. If the husband is giving the divorce and he says it should be limited as a divorce in that a katon, an underage young man, will not be able to marry you based on this get. What is the halachic status of the get? Mi amrinon, do we say hashta mi alav bar havayahu, at the present time this underage young man wouldn't be able to marry her anyway? So who cares? You're not limiting anything in the effectiveness of the get, because it's like category A of our Mishnah, kiddushin that wouldn't be able to happen anyway. Rashi explains that he's designating a specific young man, chutz miploni, v'katanu, and at the present time, that person is a katan and wouldn't be able to marry her anyway. O Dilma, or maybe Rava continues his question, osi l'chlal havaya, this young man will, at some point, become of age, he'll become bar mitzvah, and at that point he would be able to marry her. And therefore, at the present time, when you say, except for him, even though right now he's a katan, but at some point he will be a gadol, and therefore what you are limiting is an unacceptable limitation of the get. It's not freeing her to the extent that she's supposed to be freed by a get. Again, right now, that person I'm designating is not eligible to marry her anyway. But at some point he will be. Is that considered a shiur beget, a limitation? Amalei, Rav Nachman responded, Tin Yeshua, we learned such a halacha about things that will change and how we deal with them. Do we consider it as if right now it has its effect, or since it's only something later, it's meaningless to us now? What's the case of the braisa that Rav Nachman brought as a proof? Ketano miskareshes bekidushei avia. An underage girl who was married off by her father can accept a get. She can receive a get. Am I? How could such a thing work? V'ba'inan v'yatza v'haysa, the rule of gerushin is that it should be possible for her to remarry. V'yatza, she'll go out of this husband, v'haysa, and she will become the wife of a different man. And in such a case, she's still underage. At the moment, she can't marry anybody else because she's underage and she can't accept kiddushin. And by the way, the father can't marry her off either. Once he married her off once, midoraisa, he's not going to be able to do it again. So at the moment, how do you fulfill v'yatza v'haisa to be divorced and able to get married to somebody else? And therefore, it shouldn't even be a divorce. Ella, what's the explanation? Rav Nachman said, Asya l'chlal havaya. She's going to come to a position where she will be able to accept kiddushin and get married. Hachanami asya l'chlal havaya. So here also, this person that you've designated that she shouldn't be able to marry will also eventually become of age. And just like by a girl getting divorced, you view it that she's not so unacceptably underage that it's a situation that she can't get divorced, because you look at it as she's underage now, but she's going to be of age eventually, soon, and therefore she can become a migureshes, because she could become a mikudeshes. So too, in the restrictive sense as well, if you're going to say that this underage young man should not be able to marry her, and you're wondering, is that a restriction in the get? It's definitely a restriction in the get, because again, you have to look at him, that he's going to change, he's going to become of age, and therefore it's considered a restriction. And if a husband placed that as an intrinsic situation on the get, it would not be a valid get, even though, again, right now, he can't marry her anyway. But he will be able to, and therefore it's an unacceptable restriction. There's a fascinating Tosfos Rabbi Akiva Eiger on Mishnayos, who intimates an interesting question. If we go back to the Mishnah, some of those cases that were unacceptable kiddushin anyway, and therefore they're not considered being restrictive, are indeed fundamentally unacceptable kiddushin and restrictive. His father, her father. What about a non-Jew? A non-Jew could become a ger. If you designate a specific non-Jew that she shouldn't be able to marry, and in the first part of the Mishnah we said, no problem, she wasn't able to marry him anyway, what's the difference? Why don't we apply the same logic that we just applied by a katan and a ktana? They will eventually become of age, and perhaps a non-Jew identified, you shall never marry him, maybe that should also be considered a restriction of sorts, because he could become a ger, and if he did convert, he would be eligible, and in that case, your restriction is a restriction. It's a fascinating question, needs to be explored. On a first glance basis, one answer might be that the child is emerging as an adult. That's the very nature of a child. He's expected to become an adult. Whereas in the case of a non-Jew, while it's true he's eligible to become Jewish, it's possible, but he's not omed lekach. He's not on track, expected to become, even if he was in a Geirus program, for example. It's something fundamental that would still have to change in his essence to make him Jewish, and therefore, perhaps, at this point, it's not considered a shiur beget. Yeshe koach, thank you for joining.